It's the Freedom Talk Show with Veronica.
By providing educational resources to support the students in their academics. So we gradually just donated a few items to your school in hope that it will help them as they, you know, for their academics. So this is just a talking point, Cyber Education Initiative.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Freedom Talk Show with Veronica. Today, I am joined by the CEO and founder of Teba Educational Initiative, Ms. Viola Teba. Ms. Viola, how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for agreeing on coming on the show today. Let's not even waste time. The reason why I wanted to talk to you today was in regards to your foundation and the organizations that you have put together. So can you tell me why education?
Well, as you all know, education is essential in all our lives. You know, like Nelson Mandela always say, education is the powerful tool that one can use to change the world. And what other way can we educate ourselves to be better in society, to contribute to society without knowledge? Knowledge is the key. So that's the reason why we really focus a lot on education to really help the youth in our communities. Because, you know, with technology really evolving each and every single day, we also have to evolve around. And as a continent, you know, and we focus a lot in Africa and also developing countries. You know, as you see, developed countries continue to develop themselves, and African countries or third world countries are still underdeveloped. You know, we really want the students in those areas to get the quality education that they need so that they can also help their countries as well, or help themselves, or help their communities also. So that's the reason why we focus in that areas. Yeah.
Oh, wow. When did you decide that this is what you wanted to do?
I've always had the passion, you know, of the passion of helping society or giving back to my community. So this passion was back in high school, but after college, I went through a lot of challenges when I was in high school and college, not able to finance my own tuition to go to, you know, to finish the university. I had to drop out of school for a semester because I couldn't afford tuition. But goodwill ambassadors of communities that really funded a scholarship program, I was able to apply for that scholarship, and then I was able to bounce back to school. And, you know, so right after the university, when I was going to graduate. I'm like, you know, what can I do also, you know, to help society, you know, with the help that other people have actually contributed into my life for me to even be able to get to where I am right now, I can also give back to my community as well. So that's where it started from.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So has it changed and or grown since you started?
Oh, absolutely. We have gone through, I mean, we started so little. The dream was just, you know, something small. But as you grow as an organization, you have new ideas, new contribution coming, you know, new members comes in with different ideas. So we've been able to grow as an organization with new implementation and new ideas, new things that we are doing each and every single year. We try to change our curriculum as much as possible. So yes, we definitely grown from 0 to 100.
Oh, wow. That's
but we're still growing.
That's great. So do you receive your funding from the government, or is it a personal funding?
It's solely personal funding. We've been trying to really get you know, government aid from different areas. We've been able to be successful, but not quite as I want it to be, but we still want to keep trying. But it's always been personal. And as you can tell, it's from a passion, passion. I'm very passionate about it. So nothing is going to stop me. If we're not getting the funds from anywhere, I'm going to really put my fund into this because I really want the betterment of the children in my communities as well. And I want them to succeed. So it doesn't stop there. Yeah.
Okay, so if you don't mind me asking, how much per se will you say you spend a year?
Oh, wow. Well, our program with travels, I mean, we do travel. We go to Haiti, we go to Ghana, we've been in South Africa. So with travels and the program costs, we spent about at least $10K a year.
Wow.
And this solely comes from my salary.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I hear a lot of other foundations and people always say, oh, well, we donate to foundations, we donate to organizations, but we really don't see the result. And I wanted to talk to you because I've seen the result of your work, you know, and not just on social media and stuff. I've been a witness to what you have done.
You've been on the ground.
I've been on the ground. And so I've seen what you have done. And I want to commend you for that. And I pray that God continue to strengthen you and give you the ability to do what you do. So what kind of programs do you run in your organization?
So first of all, we have the mentorship program, which is the key. I remember it was through a mentorship program that really got me out of trouble when I was in high school. So I took that concept of mentoring the youth. You know, a lot of youth are going through a lot of issues and they don't really have anybody to talk to. So we established that mentorship program where it's an after school program. You know, we have mentors that go to the school, that speak to the student. We have a curriculum that we base it on and then we teach them certain topics that school would not offer, you know, mm-hmm. certain things that you're not going to sit in the classroom to know. So mm-hmm. we have that program there, our mentorship program. We have the scholarship scheme program, which of course we fund students within our program and students who are not within our program. So they can always apply for it.
Okay.
So we have the scholarship program as well that we give funds to students, you know, in high school or middle school to continue their education. And also we have our online program. It's online program because this is something that we started a year ago, but with COVID-19 going on, we know a lot of students are at home and probably not doing it much as they're supposed to be studying. We came up with, you know, to enhance our online program where we actually lecturing students with different topics and giving them books to read, and they have to do presentation on these books. Mm-hmm. So these are some of the programs that we have in place. And then we have our annual visits. So annually we visit these countries and mm-hmm. we examine how the programs are being successful, are actually going on in these countries and how successful it is. And we are able to, through that, we are able to give our supply. Do supply mm-hmm. giveaways where we donate books to schools, we donate pencils, I mean, all kinds of educational supplies to students. So we have that also. Mm-hmm.
Can you share one or two stories where a student's lives have been changed through the organization?
Oh man, we have tremendous stories. We can also share that on your YouTube channel. You can even see it on our TEI mm-hmm. YouTube channel, but you can also take that to share with your viewers as well. Mm-hmm. We have incidents where we started mentoring a young child through our scholarship scheme from a middle school. Now this student is currently at a university, Kwame Nkrumah University right now. He got accepted to it. So he's been receiving scholarship from Kwame Nkrumah, from Air Force JHS, he mm-hmm. went to GSTS, and now he's at Kwame Nkrumah University, and he's doing extremely well. We're so proud. So these stories really inspire us to do more. We also have a young boy that, well, I accidentally met randomly. So that's why we say, you know, students can also apply to the scholarship. You know, he was struggling. He was at his, he has a similar, I could have related to this student because he had a similar story like me personally, where he was at a university and he couldn't afford his tuition. And I told him that, hey, this is the program that we have. You can check it out, you know, go online and apply for our scholarship program. He applied and we were able to, you know, help him through his education. And he's now currently an accountant in Ghana. He's doing really well. So these are stories that really, you know, we look back, we're like, wow, these are how far these students have come. Mm. And with these stories, it's not gonna keep us, you know, from doing what we do because that people are being benefiting out of these programs and people are being blessed out of this. I'm very spiritual, so I can relate a lot of spirituality into it mm-hmm. as well. So people are being blessed out of these, and we really, really thank God for all these transformation that's really occurring in, within our program.
What is some of the hardest decisions you've had to make?
Hardest? Mm-hmm. I don't think I can say any. I don't think I've made any hardest decisions. I mean, this whole program, I think this whole establishing this whole organization was a leap of faith, you know?
Okay.
You know, it was a leap of faith. I had to take it. I couldn't just say, oh, I have this passion, I want to do it, but I took a leap of faith, you know, and then went ahead and did it. With the finances not coming through and me still financing the organization, I don't really make it seem like it's a struggle, but mm-hmm. I continue to do it because I know the results are good. So I don't think any of the decision is a good will. You know, I listen to my faith, I listen to my relationship with God, and I let God lead me. And I think that's what continue to make this, you know, the organization grow. And I'm really, truly blessed about that. Yeah.
Amen. Wow. May God continue to help you, as you said yourself.
Thank you.
It's truly something beautiful that you are doing. And people's lives are being transformed. And to me, that's ministry, you know,
right.
Being able to reach those in need and helping them. It's not always being on the podium, but actually being on the field and reaching out to those in need. It's truly beautiful. So what is your goal for the organization in the next 5 to 10 years?
Wow. Oh, that's a great question. So within the next, I mean, we've laid a lot of ideas on our website that we really want to accomplish. One of the things that we want to do is like have libraries built
in
communities. So those are part of our long-term vision that we want to be able to accomplish that. We want to be able to have every 2 years where we have annual, you know, celebration for our students, where we bring mm-hmm. students. It's like a conference, not just a celebration, but a conference where we bring students together. We have speakers able to speak to those students. We want to be able to build outside of building libraries within the communities, we want to be able to build libraries within schools as well. We want to be able to implement our exchange programs. We see that, you know, if students are able to interact from different areas, mm-hmm. it will help them expand their knowledge as well. So we want to have that exchange programs where we're able to send students, African-American students, not only just African-American students, we have students from different countries, like United States, to Ghana, to learn about mm-hmm. the culture, to learn about things about Africa. And then also the same vice versa, students from Africa can also come to the United States and also get some exposure. I think that will help them. So those are some of the things that we want to be able to accomplish. It's a long-term process, and we hope
that exchange program myself.
Oh,
so I understand.
Yeah. How was that?
It was very good to being able to be exposed to another culture. It broadens your perspective on life and helps you to understand that, you know, it helps you to be grateful of where you are in life. You know what I mean? It's truly incredible and a blessing. Ms. Teba, on a more fun note, where originally are you from?
Thanks for asking. Why do you ask?
I ask because you are so well-spoken and you know, I just love your mindset and how open you are, and being willing to help those in need, to me is just a beautiful thing. So just tell us where you are from.
So I mean, when you go on my social, you can actually see that I say that I'm Ghanaian Ivorian American. So I've had the opportunity to, my father on the other hand is Ghanaian and Ivorian. Mm-hmm. My mother is Ghanaian. And then I've also had the opportunity to live in the United States for majority of my life. Mm-hmm. So I'm literally, you know, all over the world.
You are a citizen of the world.
Exactly. So yeah. I could be a Ghanaian, I could be an Ivorian, and I love that, but I cannot speak French. So don't ask me anything in French. And then I could be American too. Yes. Mm.
Well, it's beautiful. Then that's why you are able to help everyone. If you're a citizen of the world, then you are able to reach out to everyone.
Exactly.
And I think that's how we should all be, you know. It doesn't matter where you come from or where you stand. You should extend a helping hand to anyone in need.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So as we bring this interview to an end, I want to ask you one or two more questions. Mm-hmm. What do you want people to know about Teba Educational Initiative?
So we are an organization that obviously, I won't say self-funded, but we are an organization that, you know, we're inspired and we want to be able to help as many or touch lives across the continent or across developing countries. And by all means, we are going to be able to achieve that. I always say TEI is here to stay. It's here to change lives, and it's not going anywhere. With the help of government aid or not, we are still going to do whatever it takes in our power to make a difference in society. So, yeah. So with all hands around, if people are interested to know more about our organization and willing to support us, we are always open. Yeah.
Okay. And what is your website and how can people donate, you know, if they wanted to donate?
So if anybody's interested to knowing more or getting more information about our organization, they can simply visit us at www.tebaeducation.org.
Okay.
And then all the information is on there. You can also check us on Facebook, Teba Education, or Instagram, Teba_education as well. And then Twitter, likewise.
Oh, thank you so much, Ms. Teba, for joining us today. This was truly a beautiful time. And it is always a pleasure learning more about your organization and what you do. And I feel so encouraged, you know. I truly feel encouraged. And please let us know if there is anything that we can do to be of help and to be of a support. Before we end this interview, is there anything else that you would like to say?
Oh, I want to say that thank you so much. I am so proud of you and everything that you are doing. And I just hope that, you know, you continue to excel and God continue to guide you and lead you. And may every ambition and passion that is within you, may it explode into the world.
Don't let me start crying. You've been
doing this for the longest time. And I'm really happy to see that you've taken it to another level. So I'm just happy to be here. Yes.
Thank you so much.
And our organization, our slogan says TEI, Excellence Demands Sacrifice. And I've seen that you've sacrificed a lot, you know, to get here. But in order for you to be successful, you got to sacrifice a lot of things. And
that's
what
a word.
You're doing, man. So keep it up.
Oh, thank you so much, Ms. Teba. Thank you. I truly, truly appreciate it. I didn't say your full name, so let me say your full name.
I don't
want to get in trouble. Ms. Sis Teba. Yanni Amfa.
Thank you. I was actually gonna correct you, but I
you're gonna correct. Thank you. I know very well. I know very well. I know very well. I love you so much, and I appreciate you joining us today. And I hope to have you again. And,
absolutely. Anytime.
Please, to discuss more on a lot of things, that especially what is happening with COVID-19 and how it has affected, you know, your organization and stuff like that. So we can have more talks in the future.
Sure. Thank you. We look forward to that one too.
Okay. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.